Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
The dictionary defines perennial as something that is recurrent, appearing again and again. We use the term perennial bills to describe those bills that are introduced time and again, session after session. One example is a bill debated yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee, House Bill 481, a bill to add the terms gender identity and sexual orientation as protected classes under Montana human rights law. The idea has been around since the mid-90s, and it's been rejected by every session of the legislature since then. It's a bad idea for several reasons. First, it gives homosexuals a special status not available to many other Montanans. Second, passing it would allow groups that don't allow homosexuals, such as the Boy Scouts or college religious clubs, to be discriminated against. And third, it's not necessary. We'll deal with the third one first. Anti-discrimination laws are predicated on the notion that there are targeted classes that need special protection. The law currently includes race, creed, religion, color, sex, disability, age, or national origin. Homosexuals have long claimed victim status. The problem is, when you look at the statistics, they don't back up the assertion. We went to the Montana Board of Crime Control, which tracks bias crimes, and found that their records don't show that homosexuals are targeted to any greater degree than any other segment of the population. Yes, bias crimes against homosexuals do occur, but they're rare. In fact, the highest incidence of bias crimes occur because of race. This directly refutes the proponent's allegation that homosexuals are targeted to such a degree that they need special protection. If someone assaults another person, they should be punished. Period. Paragraph. We have laws against that. Another problem with the bill is the section that says that a state or local facility may not be used in the furtherance of any discriminatory practice, and that the government may not become a party to an agreement or arrangement that has the effect of sanctioning discriminatory practices. Opponents claim this could stop groups like the Boy Scouts from using state land and college religious groups from meeting in rooms on campus. In 2005, when this bill was heard, the proponents laughed at those assertions, but when an amendment was offered to clarify that that was not the intent of the bill, they refused to consider it. It was one of those gotcha moments when everyone in the room realized the truth. The goal of this bill and others just like it is to force society to accept homosexuality as perfectly normal. Once that belief becomes law, it will be used to browbeat those who disagree into compliance. Montanans are a live and let live kind of people. We believe in personal responsibility and the right to live your own life as you see fit, but this bill is anything but live and let live. It seeks to force society to conform to the worldview held by a small minority and seen as detrimental and a sin by the vast majority. It's wrong, and we'll do everything in our power to keep it from passing. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.